Did you catch that portion of the letter to Timothy, the part that intimated that Paul was actually in prison writing to Timothy? Paul finds himself in trouble, and yet he still finds the time, the strength to write these letters to support a younger church leader who may have had some disturbing thoughts about an elder of the church serving time in jail. It seems from this letter that people around Timothy were asking about these sorts of things. And really, it's no different today. Tough questions are being asked about the Lord Jesus and about Christians in general. And they continue even today, this day. And as faithful people, we should welcome these questions. We welcome a questioning mind. Paul is telling Timothy and us not to give in, neither to shame or timidity. He coaches Timothy not to be down, but to place his faith in the only thing worthy of faith, of trust. The only thing worthy to receive faith and trust in a world completely out of balance. Here is encouragement for us in Scripture. Encouragement to hang on to faith, to remember the work of God in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Not to forget that God works in the very give and take of daily life, touching a life here and there, rekindling our understanding of His mighty sovereignty in the whole universe that He Himself created. Now it's clear, very clear from our reading that Timothy was in a spiritual pinch. We don't have his letter to Paul about his situation, but what we do see, again, is an older minister reminding a younger one that there should be gratitude rather than despondency when hard times come. Timothy was to remember that he was part of something much bigger than what he currently faced. He was part of Christ's ministry to the world. He was part of that ministry. And that reason alone was enough for giving thanks, for accepting setbacks in every facet of his life and focusing on what is actually important, the sovereignty of God in his life. Paul encourages joy in ministry rather than the outcome of ministry. But he goes even further than this. He wants Timothy to rekindle those gifts of faith and ministry when the times are tough. Now, these are hard words for the believer today. The normal and very human response is to simply withdraw when life seems to cave in on us, to simply retire for a while and to heal up from the struggles in our own lives. But of course, Paul has a completely different idea, doesn't he? For Paul, discouragement and withdrawal was simply a predecessor of withdrawing from the Holy Spirit himself. Timothy was to look at every day as a brand new start, not a continuation of the troubles from the previous day. Each day was to be seen as a new opportunity to realign oneself with the Holy Spirit, the very power that sustains the whole universe. The whole body of Christ, friends, has this very power as our birthright. And yet, even the mighty ones we read about in Scripture need reminding, just as we do today. Isn't this why Scripture speaks to us today? Can't we see this is why study of Scripture is so very important? Not because some priest is standing up here in this pulpit encouraging this, but simply because we see ourselves in Scripture. Or we should. We see regular people, strong in faith otherwise, needing encouragement to push on when the weight of the world is heavy. Now, the Holy Spirit that Paul speaks of in this portion of his letter is critical to both Timothy and to us. The Spirit, along with other offerings, provides us, the body of Christ, individually, each one of us, with power. He balances out the slings and arrows we receive during our struggles with money, with jobs, with neighbors, and even within our own church. The third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, has that same power that enables holy living. Holy living, a gift from God and a gift from ourselves back to God. The Spirit also produces love. Love is not a feeling. When we think of this, we are succumbing to a secular view of love. In biblical witness, love is always a tangible form of service, selfless service, done to others in the power of that same Spirit. And here's the kicker, friends. The Spirit also produces self-discipline. Self-discipline, this theme occurs over and over in Paul's letters. It shows up as a range of behaviors, including prudence and moderation and discretion. All of these things come under the heading of self-discipline. And now we move in towards this crucial portion with this intertwining of the Holy Spirit in us. What He offers to us and what we can see when times are tough, and I mean really tough in our lives. We become to know that withdrawal is the last thing that a Christian should do. You see, Christians are social people. We have become knit together into a body of Christ. And so Christians, when under fire, need to become more involved with the body of Christ, be more present in the company of believers, receive the support and love that only the body of Christ, powered by the Holy Spirit, can provide. But it's almost like we need permission to do something like this. It's okay, friends, to be loved by the gathered faithful when times are tough. We talk of ministry so much outside of these walls, but we are human also. We are jars of clay. Sometimes we need to get over ourselves and let the body of Christ support us in our time of need also. Paul is telling Timothy and each one of us that the Holy Spirit will provide a balanced and real world outlook on absolutely every situation in our lives. When everything is coming unglued, friends, this reliance on the Holy Spirit will keep us, as believers, focused calmly on the power and love and support that is available to us. Here in the Holy Spirit is where we find true balance and true perseverance for life and ministry in God's kingdom. It is offered to each one of us, each and every person who remembers God, is willing to bend the knee, and is willing to let Him be the Lord of our lives. Now, you would think that this would be a simple thing to actually do. But again, I offer these letters in Scripture over and over again. Believers seem to forget this. We are to encourage each other as we gather together to hear the Word of the Lord, to worship the Lord Christ through the sacrament of the Eucharist. We, like Paul, need to remember in whom we believe and place our trust. And that is Jesus Christ, the Lord.